Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
G&D on the Fan. Welcome back, and thank you for listening to our live show from West Palm Beach, where our coverage of Nats spring training is presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put our team in your office. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Kick off your future with our buddies, the law firm of Condori and Murrah. They're the official Grant and Danny Show sponsor. They're local guys done well. Went to Lake Braddock High and George Mason University. They'll update your assets and protect your will and your trust. Schedule a free estate planning strategy with one of their Fairfax-based attorneys. You got to visit kmlawyers.com and mention us to get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. Remember, in 1 hour, Joey Gallo joins the show. And in 1 hour and 10 minutes at 6:10, the first ever cannonball contest live on G&D. Ryan versus Darris versus Toby. Danny and I are going to judge this sucker. Someone's going to win, and someone is going to be embarrassed. It's a cannonball contest at our Airbnb live on the radio where we're poolside right now in West Palm Beach. But we are joined by Patrick Corbin, left-handed veteran starter with the Washington Nationals, 2019 World Series hero, going into the final year of a six-year contract. One last ride for Corbin and the Nats. Have you spent any time yet at camp thinking about how this could be the end of the road after what has been such a lengthy and early on illustrious stay in D.C.?
I guess I haven't really dove into it too much. Still treat it like any other offseason. Try to find ways to get better and come in here and take the ball every fifth day. But I've enjoyed my time here. Obviously, year one was an incredible ride, and some things have happened since then. A lot of turnover here, a lot of change. So to still be here, still excited as ever, and any time here in spring to get ready for a regular season again.
Speaking of kind of constantly getting better and the like, how are you feeling at this point? Building towards the season.
Yeah, I mean, I feel good. I've felt good. There's been some highs and lows over the last couple seasons, but physically I feel good. Started throwing a cutter, so just excited about some stuff with that. But I think overall, trying to dive into some of the numbers and the movements things a little bit more, just to try to find ways to maybe be more consistent and get guys out. So, but physically feel good and excited and looking forward to this.
I want to talk to you about the cutter in a second, but you mentioned the last few years, and at times I'm sure it's difficult, right? You're competitive, and I'm sure the results haven't always been what you want. But from afar, I've always found it admirable. Like, you're at your locker. Doesn't matter how long of it you were into the start or how well you pitched six scoreless or you got hit around. Like, you answer questions. You're one of the few guys in this clubhouse now who's got any money, who's a veteran at all. You're, like, taking everyone out to dinner, and you're kind of the guy they all come to. Like, I've just really admired over the years how you've handled yourself and what a great teammate you are. I just wonder, like, for you, I mean, it didn't matter how things were going. Like, you had a start coming, and you've never missed an outing for this team for the most part. Like, how much pride you've taken in that, and just whether or not, like, that's something that you're cognizant of, that you said, however this goes, like, when it's over, I want people to realize this is what I provided of the controllables.
I mean, yeah, I take pride in taking the ball every fifth day. That's just always been a big part of what I want to do. And when I first came here, big reason was Max and Steve in Strasburg. So those were two guys I wanted to be a part of a rotation. And now it's kind of flipped, where it's a lot of younger guys and guys who are really talented and trying to make their way in this game. And you try to lead by example. There's a lot of highs, a lot of lows in this game, and I, for me personally, the best is to try to be that same guy. It's a long season. You're to make 30 plus starts. Things are going to go your way. Things aren't, and knowing how to control that, try to improve off of things you do well and don't do well, and go from there, and try to do it as many years in a row as you can. And it's been a long ride, but yeah, each and every day still trying to learn stuff, even from some of these younger guys, and hopefully they learn from me.
Patrick Corbin with us here on Grant and Danny. Are you now, do you feel comfortable, or is it in your DNA at this point to go walk up to a younger player and go, hey, I noticed this? Or do you just wait to be asked? You know what I mean? Like, how do you see your role there as a veteran who's done it at such a high level?
Yeah, I mean, I think I have a good relationship with most of the guys here, and feel comfortable for them coming up to me or going up to them. Mm-hmm. You try to make things just you want to be approachable. So, I'll go up to guys, joke with them about whatever, talk about other things that they like or dislike. And if baseball happens to come up, it comes up. But you just try to be available. You want these guys to come up to you, approach you, and try to figure out what works for them to stick around in the big leagues. It's tough. A lot of good players here. There's good competition, which I think brings out the best in these guys. So, the pitching side of it for us, I mean, there's a lot of young arms that look good, and I think guys that are going to look to build off of last season.
Patrick, you mentioned the cutter. I want to go back to that. Why did you add the pitch, and what are you hoping it'll do for you?
I think just trying to find something maybe to help me versus righties a little bit better, and trying also to be more consistent with some of my pitches. For me, more so down in the zone with a lot of my stuff, but finding something that's in between that slider, that fastball, with some movement, and so far this spring I've had some success with it. To me, it seems a little more natural to throw than a changeup or really mastering a wipeout changeup, just because I've always been the slider guy, and my pitches tend to move that way. So just really looking forward to continuing to throw it. We've thrown it a bunch my first two outings here, and have had good results. So I think being able to go out there and use it in a regular game is going to be pretty fun.
Who were you working with this offseason? You weren't with McFerrin, were you?
Yeah.
You were. So for people that don't know, he's kind of responsible for the pitching lab at Wake Forest and Winston-Salem. And Wake Forest is one of the, you know, this is one of the better
preeminent
programs
now,
right now, where they're just churning out arms left and right. But I went and toured their facility. It's one of the craziest things I've ever seen. Did you go there, or where did you go?
No, I met him up in I think he's from the Albany area or has family there, and around the holidays I met him up there. But me and Mackenzie have been kind of just talking with him, and obviously bringing Doolittle in here, they've been a good resource for some of that stuff. When I first came to the big leagues, we didn't have all these numbers, and hey, your slider's good, but not really knowing why. So,
did you even want those numbers a couple of years ago, or is this more newer?
Yeah, I mean, I never was opposed to it. You just sometimes you feel good physically, and just sometimes something's a tick off or whatnot. But
can you tell, like, when you're in the lab with him? Or you know, when you're working on a pitch, like just out of the hand, you're like, that was perfect? Or do you go over and look at the movement, whatever you're looking at, and like building a pitch in a laboratory and going, all right, that was good, now I've got to redo it? Or do you know already?
Yeah, I mean, obviously some pitches feel better than others. Location's also a big thing. Even if the movement's a lot and it's middle, I mean, not ideal. So I think still location is important. I think for me personally,
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites.
So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Going from start to start, looking at some of how I want my pitches to move, and say a pitch isn't moving the way I want to, being able to correct that a lot faster, I think is going to be a big thing. So I've definitely dove into some of the video and analytics stuff a little bit more this season. Still learning it for sure, but I think I have a pretty idea of what I do well and what I want to try to do out there to fool these hitters.
You mentioned Doolittle. What's that like a peer, a teammate, a friend? He's now like the grad assistant, kind of, at like a school almost.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that a little bit odd?
Not really.
I mean, it's cool, I know, but is that weird?
I joked with him, called him coach or whatever. I mean, Parr is here too, another player that we were with. But, no, Du's been very helpful sending some video and stuff. I think he's kind of, I mean, this is his first year really diving into this as much as he's done. Obviously, he's pitched a long time in this league. And I just think sometimes hearing it from him, obviously we have our own analytic department here, Hickey, our pitching coach. I think just having a good group of those guys able to relay it to the pitchers. And for me, the biggest thing I was telling Du, I was hoping we could find a way to tell all these younger guys what they do well at, find out the two or three things that make them a big leaguer, and really focus on those things and be consistent with those. And I think you start there and try to figure out who you are first and then move up from there.
Patrick Corbin's with us on Grant and Danny in West Palm Beach. You've been kind of the mainstay opening day starter here over the last few years now as McKenzie and Josiah are elevating their game. There's actually kind of a real competition. What would that mean for you for this final season on this six-year deal to get the nod on opening day again? Is that something you care about, think about at all?
I mean, obviously it's always an honor to start opening day, and it'd be great to hear that again, but you tend just to come here. You want to work on things, get better, and be available when we do start up. And if Davey wants to give me the ball, I will take it and be ready to go. And that's my mindset. And but yeah, it's always a special day. Opening day is always a little different from some of these other days. And it's the start of a long season. And
Though do you get nervous on opening day or any start ever at this point? Or
I always get those butterflies still, and I think that's the competition part of it. You still get those butterflies that you love to go out there and compete. I think the day those go away maybe shows you don't care as much, or maybe it's something that maybe you're trying to do something else. But those butterflies still come. You still go out there. Once you are in between the lines, you just compete and want to do your best.
You get that Dr. Emmett Brown DeLorean. You go back in time to 2012 before the day you get called up to the big leagues and you're making your first start. What would you tell yourself?
I never thought I'd be still doing this. It's gone by quick, but I think the biggest thing is being consistent and being a good teammate. So not missing your workouts, showing up on time, willing to get better, and be available for your team, and try to find ways to win together. And I think if you do those things, a lot of things kind of pan out for itself.
Have you talked to Strauss at all? How's he doing?
Yeah, I've briefly spoke with him a couple times. We see him a little bit up in D.C., but obviously a tough situation for him. He's done everything he could to try to get back and pitch. three surgeries, maybe more. He just physically can't do it anymore. And injuries are part of the game. It stinks. You try to do everything you can, but you can just see he wasn't able to get back to who he was before, which was one of the best pitchers in the game for a while. So it's always tough to see that. Wish nothing but the best for him, his family, and whatever he may be up to.
What's success look like for you guys this year as you're, you know, trying to compete in a really tough division with some really, really good teams, as you're, you know, this group is still building and grew a lot from year over year, from 2 years ago to last year and now. What does success look like to you?
Yeah, I mean, we may not have the big time names to this point or guys with that long track record, but I'm excited for some of these younger guys we got. Abrams, I thought, took a big step last year. Josiah and McKenzie, like you guys said, in the rotation. I think Jake Irvin could play a big part. The rotation, I thought, for the most part, had some highs, had some lows, but those guys were out there every fifth day making a start and trying to save some of those guys in our bullpen. I think our bullpen will be a strength as well. A lot of guys that throw hard with good stuff down there. So, and maybe some of these younger guys here will surprise some people. Obviously, Woods' camp so far has been very impressive, but could be looking at a bright future for the Nats.
All right, put the scouting hat on. Last one for me. Give us a name of a guy that you're impressed by that maybe people don't know about yet, or that you just think is maybe better than the perception out there that they're going to be really good for this org.
I would say Jake Irvin. I think he's just he made a handful of starts for us last season, but I think he could play a big role in our rotation there. His stuff has been electric. I've seen him up to 97, 98 already, and he's added a couple pitches. So I think if he can just stay healthy and be out there, his stuff will play in this league, and he's one starter that I think would be pretty impressive to see.
Patrick, thank you as always, buddy. Good to catch
up
with you, man.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.